Welcome back to the program, 6:39. All right, yesterday during feedback, Tom and I got into a bit of a discussion about how the world would come to a screeching halt, how we would all die. Tom is under the impression that the machines will rise up and kill us all.
So this is the Attack of the Machines segment right now.
Yeah, we're doing it now.
I said that is one possibility.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, I made a mention of a shooting that happened on a mass transit system where nobody noticed. I mistakenly said it was a foreign country. I'm mistaken. Well, I was kind of mistaken. I'm sort of right, sort of wrong. It was in San Francisco.
Yeah, a shooting on a train, and nobody saw it go down because they were all involved with their phones.
The San Francisco Police Department says that security footage reveals that an alleged killer of a young man on a Frisco light rail train held his weapon in plain sight. Recently released footage shows that Nikam Thepakeyasan pulled out a .45 caliber pistol, raised it, pointed it across the aisle, put it down, put it back up, put it back down.
Jeez, even, and nobody saw it.
Even wiped his nose with the handgun. Everyone on board was absorbed with their phones or their iPads or their electronic devices. Not one of the dozens of passengers reacted until he shot into the back of Justin Valdez, 20-year-old sophomore from San Francisco State University.
Was he targeting that guy, or was it just a random shooting?
Says it appears to be random.
Oh, brother.
It appears to be just a random shooting. But what is scary about this is the fact that this guy is on a mass transit, and nobody noticed. He's brandishing a weapon.
Chris will tell you that when you ride on mass transit, there's no eye contact.
You're in the zone.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. You're looking at me. Don't look at me.
It'll turn into a Bernie Getz situation.
So there's that. So the reason I bring that is that as the machines become more aware and slightly more dangerous, are we going to notice? Are we going to do anything about it? And you're thinking, what machines? What machines could possibly cause us any harm? How could it? The machine, Coke machines, our iPads, the computers at work, they're all friendly for now. I bring to you now the attention.
You mean this is going to be the attack of the Coke machine?
Oh,
really?
Wait. Oh, no, we're not going to go.
Not yet.
We're not going to go that Stephen King movie. What was it? Where the trucks and everybody went nuts and the Coke machine shot a guy in the head?
Oh, yeah.
It was great. It was one of it was a horrible movie. Anyway, I turn now to an article that is published in DefenseOne.com. Scientists, engineers, and policymakers are all figuring out ways that drones can be used better and more smartly. Nothing wrong with that. Drones are here. They are a weapon system. They are a surveillance system. They should be used wisely. They're looking to make them more precise and less damaging to civilians, with long range and better staying power. You've heard that before, haven't you, Tom?
Absolutely.
One method under development is increasing the autonomy of these drones. Now, if you remember, we talked about a few weeks ago, the Navy launched a stealth drone from an aircraft carrier that was autonomous. It left the aircraft carrier, went back to a base on the United States, an Air Force base in the United States. It landed successfully. They reprogrammed the drone to autonomously, not with a pilot, not with a remote control. They told the drone, which it looks like a miniature stealth aircraft, they said, go find the aircraft carrier and land. It did. All
by itself.
By itself. And the reason I bring this up is because now the individuals that are producing all of this are saying that eventually drones will have the technical ability to make even lethal decisions autonomously to respond.
It'll use facial recognition. They'll see a terrorist, and they won't have to get permission to kill the terrorist.
Oh, so this is Judge Dredd. It's programmed Kill Seth, and it recognizes your beard, your hairline, your whatever.
Yeah.
And the computer says, this is Seth. Got him.
The drones will be designed to respond to a programmed set of inputs, select a target, fire their weapons without reviewing or checking the results by a human.
No fail safe, huh?
The military is deploying what they're calling lethal autonomous robots.
By the way,
LARs.
Love the Terminator music, by the way.
Thank you.
So once President Obama, who is sitting at his desk with his kill list or whatever, decides that this is it, it's programmed into the drone, it's over.
General, come here. Here's my list for today. The basic concept behind the LAR, which is, again, lethal autonomous robot, is that it can outperform and outthink a human operator. If a drone's system is sophisticated enough, it could be less emotional, more selective, and able to provide force in a way that achieves a tactical objective with the least harm. To who? A lethal autonomous robot can aim better, target better, select better, and in general, be a better asset with the intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance systems that are already in place.
This is a thriller sci-fi movie. Your face, your name incorrectly programmed into a drone, and it's been launched. It's out there.
Sorry. We're really sorry. We didn't mean to. I'm so sorry. Whoopsie.
Well, the remote pilots who are sitting in their little chairs in Nevada with the screens, I mean, they may be hungover. They may have broken up with their girlfriend the day before. There may be all kinds of things that make them less than optimum. The machine has none of that.
This is not science fiction. This is not maybe one day. We are dealing with this right now. Now, for a tactical viewpoint, I think this is a great idea. Get the like I've said, my foreign policy. If there's somebody in a foreign country acting up, send in a SEAL team. Send in something like it.
You had to love what we did in Libya and Somalia last week. We haven't even talked about that.
Oh, yeah, with the SEAL team getting pushed back? Yeah, we'll talk about that.
No, going in to take out the terrorist in Libya and take him out.
Oh, well, I was talking about
in Somalia, the SEAL team was repelled, yes.
Yeah, SEAL Team 6 got pushed back. No loss, no casualties. But they came under heavy grenade fire, and intelligence did not tell them what was on the ground. Again, assets on the ground would have been helpful. So with having said all of that, I bring to you now the top signs that perhaps you are spending way too much time with your technology and the internet. You don't know how to write anything longer than 140 characters. You know,
there are some people I wish who could condense their thoughts into 160 characters.
Amen. You know the passwords to all 16 of your email accounts, but you do not have any idea what it feels like to look at clouds. When your wife won't stop nagging, you simply use Control-Alt-Delete.
I wish that worked.
You've crushed more candy with your. You've crushed more candy than Chris Christie's teeth.
You play that game, by the way?
No.
I make fun of people who play that game. Oh, my goodness.
The invite list for your birthday party consists of entirely your email buddies from the Nigerian consulate. Your email, you only email your mom when you're ready for her to bring dinner down to the basement. You just tweeted about your Tumblr of Instagram pics that you posted on Facebook. How do you know you spend too much time on the internet? Your eyesight is failing. You've developed curvature of the spine, and you're 12. When you someone asks you a question you don't know the answer to, you respond by saying 404 error, file not found. How do you know you're spending too much time on the internet? The last time you left the house was to see how far you can take your computer and still get wireless. Your roommate freaked out when you capped off a long day of playing Angry Birds by grabbing a slingshot and launching his parakeet into a brick wall. And instead of asking how your day was, the entire family just checks in with each other's Facebook page. And, of course, June 2007 was the last time you made direct eye contact with another human being.
He looks good in after one. Roger.
BCS arm switch is on.
Okay, Victor.
Landing rocket arm switch is on. Here comes the throttle. Circuit breakers in. We have separation.
Roger.
Inboard and outboard, they're on. Coming forward with the side stick.
Well, looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Amber 3.
Get your pitch to zero.
Pitch is out. I can't hold altitude.
Correction. Alpha hold is off. Trip selected. Emergency.
Flight calm. I can't hold it. She's breaking up. She's breaking.
Steve Austin. Astronaut. A man barely alive.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology. We can make him better than he was. Better, stronger, faster.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. and on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.